the book of Deuteronomy. That's in the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And there in the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, we'll do verse number 8. That's Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter and verse number 8. When you have found it, and I always recommend you find it. Otherwise, you're taking my word for it. It reads as follows. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I want to preach today, as the Lord will lead, from the sermonic title and series title, Road Trip, the Journey and the Destination. Road Trip, the Journey and the Destination. I have vivid memories of growing up and taking trips, although they were few and far between in the country. We spent our summers working from the last day of school to the first day of school. But every now and then, if we were blessed by the Lord, we took a Greyhound bus ride somewhere, or you'd be taking the car not far away. Those were trips that we took and were excited about. There was no fast food. You packed everything in a bag. There were no coolers. You basically were just thankful to go somewhere. But as a father, my perspective on road trips changed. We would pack up, make sure we were around D.C. We'd make a trip to Florida and Live Oak. We'd make a trip to Huntington, West Virginia. We'd make a trip to Indianapolis, Indiana. But we were so glad to be able to go on a trip, which is so important. But what mattered most was being able to get from one destination to the next destination safely. Blessed be the God. Long before there was a GPS, we had something called a trip kick. We thought we were somebody. AAA gave you a little map and would let you know which way you were going, and you thought you were living high on the hog. But getting to where you were trying to go and being able to see family and friends was such a blessing. Amen? And you know, life is sort of like a road trip. Life is sort of like packing up and going somewhere. And Moses, the biblical character who gets our attention today, is very familiar with that. He took a 40-year trip, a road trip. He spent most of his ministry in the desert. He spent most of his time leading the people there in the wilderness. But you know, even in those dry places and dry moments, you can learn something about yourself. You can learn something about God when you're in a dry place. Anybody ever been in a place that's dry and challenging and rough and hills are hard to climb? And in those times, you learn more about the goodness of the Lord. I know that's right. And what becomes so important is to recognize that God was the trip planner. Amen? He knew what it meant to plan the trip of the people of Israel from Egypt into the promised land. And this is a land, according to Exodus, that filled with milk and honey. I was always marveled by that. That sounds like it want to make you hungry. What they were saying is that a land of milk and honey means that there's livestock in that land that can produce milk. Now, maybe I've told you this before, but I'm country, and my daddy had cows, and we had a cow named Bessie. She was a milk cow, and I milked a cow one time or two. He would take the milk. He would sell the milk. But I understand what it means to be in a place that's productive. And also a land of honey. That means if you got honey, you got some bees somewhere close by. Amen? But this promised land is where God was going to take them. So I want to focus over the next few weeks really on the journey. So pack a suitcase, buckle up, and let's go on a road trip today. But to do that, we need to really have the presence of God. You don't want to go anywhere in life if God is not with you. If God is not providing for you, if God is not guiding you, as one commercial would say, don't leave home without it. You don't want to leave and go anywhere unless God is with you. I don't know about you, but that's something that I think about daily. What I'm saying is that God led. What I'm doing is that God led. Where I'm going, is God a part of the equation? So there in that eighth verse, at the beginning it says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. This portion of scripture really is an excerpt from the sermons that Moses preached to the people as they prepared to go to this place that God had prepared for them. They were heading toward the promised land. This was a trip that took 11 days scheduled, but they ended up 40 years on a trip that was scheduled for 11 days. Can't you hear the kids now saying, Mama, Daddy, are we there yet? That must have been a part of the narrative that God has taken us someplace, but we got to have him in the presence of what we're doing. Amen? And God wants to take you and I to some places, not just in the physical, but take you someplace emotionally, take you someplace spiritually that you've not been before. That's good news today. This trip, I must say, is optional. One thing about the God we serve, he will not force you. He will not twist your arm. He gives you free will. You may say, you know what? I don't want to go on nobody's trip. I'm a homebody. I'm okay the way I am. I've not changed in 50 years. But you know God wants to do something new in you. The word says, he who begun a new work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You ought to want to go somewhere. Amen? You ought to not want to stay where you are all the time and just say, you know what? I'm stuck here. And so really, when it comes to Moses, he says it is God himself. In other words, God is the real thing. God is not an imposter. God is not a wannabe. He is the Lord himself. The same God who guided the people. So he was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know that God goes with me wherever I go. God is with me to talk with me and to guide me. You ever had to have God guide you? You talk to everybody else, but you didn't talk to God. But once you connected with the divine, things became clear. Psalm 139 and 7 says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my head in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there God will be. So there's no place you can go that God has not already been. Amen? It's something about being in his presence. He is mobile. God is not confined to one location. We talk about God being omnipresent. That means he's every place at the same time. He's at the house you left this morning. God is there. The job you left on Friday, God is still there. The trip you took earlier this year, God is still there. In fact, God is right here right now. Isn't that good news? God is where you are. God is where you've been. God is where you're going next. But why is it necessary then for God to do what? To be present in a place where he is already. God is going before them because it's a place that we've never been before. You ever gotten a brochure on a place to go, say, oh man, I can't wait to go here. But really, you kind of nerve-wracking because you don't know what the place is going to be like. Ever gone someplace, they advertise it all big, you got there and it didn't look the same, no paint on the place, bugs in the place, you wait a minute, I don't like this. And so God has to go ahead of us on our trip and journey to prepare a place for us in the spiritual, in the emotional. And I'm glad about that, because when I think about what the Lord has done, you have no idea on where God has taken you. Let me just stop for a moment. When it came to this ministry 15 years ago, this week I was ordained as pastor. Early in the year, we launched the church. I had no idea where God was taking us. I had no idea if anybody was going to show up. I had no idea if anybody was going to give. I had no idea what God was going to do, but I had to trust him. Amen. Ever look back over your life and say, you know what? I know I'm up the totem pole. I'm somebody on my job now. But God brought you from being out as a janitor somewhere. God brought you from out there washing windows. And now you're the CEO. God can do great and marvelous things. Amen. And so know that you are never alone. That on this trip called life, God is there. Isaiah 45 and 2 says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I'll break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. He goes ahead. I just got this in my spirit. I may as well say it. He'll make the crooked places straight and he'll take care of the crooked people. Oh, God. Yes, he will. God will do it. But, you know, in this first portion, it says he will be with you. The Lord himself will go ahead of you, but he'll be with you. And that's reassuring to me. Lets me know I'm not alone. He'll be with me always, even to the end of the earth. Psalm 23 and 4. You know, David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Ah, thank God today. Don't you feel the presence of God with you today? You might be going through something right now and feel like there's nobody on your side. Nobody's fighting your battle. But can I tell you that God is with you? The world may not be able to see him, but things are working out for your good. Why? Because you are a God lover. You are a God follower. And no matter what you're going through, my God, he's with me always. Amen. Moses spoke to the people out of his experience. Moses, 120 years old, way past Medicaid. And he's out there telling the people about what God can do. Moses, who came from a basket in the Nile River to the mountaintop, and he's heading toward the promised land. Unfortunately, he won't make it in. He was disobedient to God. And so now he's just saying to Joshua, let me give you something to take you over. See, God may not take you every place you want to go, but you might be the one who says, listen, bro, I can't get there, but I want to do what? I want to push you. We tell our children, I want you to do better than me. Don't just do status quo. And so Moses is helping Joshua to see the importance of moving forward. Well, here's the good news. God has given us Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, to take the lead on this road trip. Aren't you glad about that today? A God who knows everything, a God who's been everywhere, a God who can turn water into wine, a God who can give sight to the blind. I want to hang out with that guy. Amen. A God who heals, a God who's a mind regulator. I want to be with that God. John 14 and 6 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by me. You know what? I want Jesus to walk with me. All along my tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. It's okay to have you with me, but you know what? He walked with my mother, and I want him to walk with me. He walked with my father, and I want him to walk with me. He's walking with you today, and I want Jesus Christ to be the one on the trip. I can leave my bag. I can leave my wallet. I can leave my ID. But thank be to God, I want Jesus to be right there with me. Do you want him to be with you in everything that you're going through, everything that you're facing on your journey of life? Amen. And the hymn writer says, you know what? Even as he walks with me, I got to confess, I am weak. Amen. And I need his strength and power to help me over my weakest hour. Lead me through the darkness thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I will not stray. I won't turn back. Lord, help me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord. Well, maybe walking is not your thing. You're a runner. The writer of Hebrews says what? To run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. There again, I want Jesus with me on this trip. Amen? You know, in the sport of baseball, you need a finisher and you need a closer. You're losing bad, and in the bullpen, there's a reliever prepared to come out to try and save the day. Their assignment is to protect the lead in the last inning and to win the game. Even though you may have thrown a lot of strikes, maybe your assignment has not taken you to a point. You need somebody to be a closer. I declare today that Jesus is the closer. Amen? On the cross, he said, it is finished, but it was not done. And I'm glad today he continues to be with us. He was a closer on an old rugged cross. He was the finisher because he got up out the grave with all power in his hands. And I'm glad about that today. And because he's got up, I can get up. Because he's got up, I've got joy divine. Because he got up, I've got peace that passeth all understanding. Because he got up, I can say in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And all I'm trying to say, church, is that I feel good today because you know what? I don't feel lonely. I feel good today because I know whatever step I take, he's walking with me and talking with me and telling me I'm his own. Or do you feel his presence right now? I know you may have showed up today and you had heavy burdens. You got big decisions tomorrow, but don't you know that he's right with you? I'm glad today that I can serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. Don't you feel his presence? Don't you go on that trip based on what you know. Don't you hop in that situation not knowing who's with you. Take the Lord with you. Children, everywhere you go, in the streets, in your home, on the highway, on the byway, take the Lord with you. And so as you leave today, all I'm saying is make sure he's in your vehicle. But most of all, make sure he's in your heart today. Road trip. The journey and the destination won't cut you off. But you still, because you know who's in control. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. Come on. Give God the praise today. Yeah. And you ought to take him with you. Everywhere you go. Maybe you come today and you've not even packed. You don't even have a place you want to go. But the place to be is in Jesus. As you bow your heads today, maybe you are stuck. You miss your flight in life. The bus didn't show up. Uber is late. And you want to go somewhere, you can do it in the Spirit. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are with us. Wherever we go, you guide our life. You guide our thoughts. Maybe there's one today who has never given their life to Jesus Christ. And the world would say, they're tripping. But they're tripping in the world. But I pray in the name of Jesus, anyone who's listening, who has not opened their hearts to Jesus Christ, who has not said, I am a sinner, save me, today could be their day. Father, I thank you even now. Your word says that you're long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all might come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Save that soul today, we pray even now, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, give God a praise and give God a blow. Next week, we pick up Road Trip, the destination and the journey, part 2. Oh, you don't want to miss that. To God be the glory. Amen.